Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Church leaders are addressing the responsibility and ownership of the sacred sites and historic documents transferred to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yesterday, they announced the purchase of the Kirtland Temple and several historic sites in Nauvoo from the Community of Christ for $192 million. Managing Director from the Church History Department, Matt Gross, says this is exciting news.
We view it as an historic transfer, and I think along with most people in this building and in this church, we rejoice at the opportunity to be the steward for these properties going forward. We are so grateful for the Community of Christ, for how they've cared for these properties and these artifacts over the years, and for the fact that now that the time is right, that they would be willing to move forward with a transfer of all of the things that were transferred yesterday. For us, it's a day of rejoicing.
Leaders added, it's a big undertaking, but they are working to carefully manage the transition to keep all documents and artifacts safe. KSL News Time 1201. From the KSL Elections Desk, a Republican presidential hopeful no more. Nikki Haley is suspending her 2024 campaign. This came after she lost every Super Tuesday state except Vermont.
I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
Haley congratulated frontrunner and former President Donald Trump, but did not endorse him. The Republican National Committee is now declaring the former president the presumptive Republican nominee. And while the split between former President Trump and former Ambassador Nikki Haley was seen here in Utah, voters agreed on one thing last night. The Utah Republican caucuses had some problems. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our team coverage Super Tuesday caucus.
Utah Republican Party Chair Robert Axon tried to keep one crowd calm last night, but they weren't really convinced.
You will want to scan that.
It doesn't work. It's not working.
Okay, so it's a capacity issue with the
Need a phone to vote?
There were problems with the website, long lines, and other delays. Republican voters told KSL TV it didn't matter whether they followed the party's instructions ahead of time.
Pre-registered, had all the information, and now we're here in the chaos.
They weren't prepared for any of this.
Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon addressed the messiness of last night. He told Utah's Morning News that while there were curveballs, he believes most of the hundreds of meetings throughout the state went smoothly.
The vast, vast majority of those, you know, went very well and smoothly. And really, it was the check-in process in a couple of locations got overwhelmed. And like I said, we missed the mark on that. We'll have to have those lessons learned.
He says the ultimate issue was the check-in process, as they saw more people participate than expected. The fallout is still being sorted out from last night's bungled caucuses, but what happens next? Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. Amy?
Maria, we're now in the steady march to November. The next important date in Utah to remember is April 27th. That's the state nominating convention for both the Democratic and Republican parties. So it's there that national delegates will be elected. They'll then go on to the national conventions to vote for the candidates of their choosing, using the primary or presidential preference poll from last night to inform those votes. The national conventions are also when we'll usually learn who candidates will be having as their running mates. Then it's debate time and ballots will be in the mail before we know it. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Tomorrow, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address to both chambers of Congress. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans won't be impressed with what the president will say.
I've been asked many times, as many of us have, if you had to describe in one word what you believe the State of the Union is. You've heard the word crisis. You've heard catastrophe. I think maybe a summary is decline. And I say that with great sadness. We all do.
This comes after exit polling during Super Tuesday showed that the president and the presumptive GOP nominee, former President Trump, both have to make up ground with some voters who say that they are unenthusiastic about both options. Other national stories, KSL is following. Legislation protecting in vitro fertilization in Alabama is up for final passage today. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Montgomery to explain.
The legislation would give doctors civil and criminal immunity for death or damage to an embryo during IVF. Discarding embryos is a typical part of the IVF process. They often aren't viable or don't successfully implant. And after Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos legally qualify as children, three of the state's major clinics paused IVF treatments because they were worried that they could be held liable for wrongful death.
The Republican governor is expected to sign the bill, which was fast-tracked by state lawmakers after that controversial court decision. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a small accident. This is going to be eastbound on the 21st South Freeway near Redwood Road, but out of traffic to the left, so no delay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side, and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Rick at loansbyrick.com has some important information for anyone in Utah and Idaho who's thinking of buying a house. Do it now. Don't wait until summer, because home prices in those two states will likely increase by 10 to 20% due to in-migration from California and other states. That means a house that costs $400,000 right now will go up by 40 to 80 grand with multiple offers. Interest rates may drop later in the year, possibly to the 6% range, but the increased cost of the home will mean that your monthly payments will go up by a lot. So start looking and buy now. Refinance when the interest rates go down. Waiting to buy your home will only hurt you in the long run. For more details and buying strategies, call Rick at loansbyrick.com right now. 801-809-SAVE. Rick can evaluate your situation and get you on the path to buying a home today. 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
How much is your health worth? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I thought about it a few years ago before I lost the weight with Soda Weight Loss. And I thought, man, if I just lose some weight, that would help with so many other things. Because my doctor had talked to me about how instead of taking a pill for cholesterol and everything else, why not try to lose weight? Well, I did. I finally did with Soda Weight Loss. They made it easy to lose weight and to address my health issues. I feel so much better. I feel healthier. And I can do so much more. And I'm not the only one. Here, for example, this is John.
Well, my diabetes A1C was 5.89, 6 point something. And when I went back, I was at 4.9. Joint mobility is so much better.
There is no part of your health that's not going to improve when you lose weight. Soda will get you there. And here's the best part, keep you there for the rest of your life. Go to sodaweightloss.com. That's S-O-T-A weightloss.com. Soda is state of the art.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, leaders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints say they are excited about the historic purchase of the Kirtland Temple, and they will work carefully to preserve all the historical documents and artifacts involved. KSL News Time, 12:08. A driver in Utah County is in trouble after he told police he wouldn't pull over because he was too stressed out. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The whole scene felt right out of a music video. Evidently, the driver was dealing with issues with his girlfriend before he found himself going 105 miles per hour towards Salt Lake City. That's why he was feeling really stressed, and when he saw the deputy, he didn't want to stop. He sped away at 120. Still, police confronted him at his home the next day. He's now facing charges for refusing to stop and for speeding. We don't know yet if he'll be facing another charge for aggressive driving. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A West Valley City Police vehicle got smashed last night as an officer was checking up on a suspected burglary. Sergeant Andrew Steinbrecher says an officer found a box truck leaving the scene and pulled it over.
He activated his emergency lights and the box truck suddenly rammed his vehicle, disabling it, and then took off.
This happened near 6300 West and Beagley Road. The box truck was later found abandoned, but no suspects have been found. A Harriman High School rugby player broke his neck during a tournament, but his team and worldwide rugby players are rallying to support him. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher reports.
Ryland Southwick was flown to Salt Lake City in the hospital for days. Last Friday, Ryland got a surprise.
They're supposed to have their team dinner, but instead they came and did this for me.
Making him feel...
You're not alone. That's probably the biggest one.
Ryland's teammates all bleached their hair in support of their friend. KSL Sports, the 20th-ranked BYU men's basketball team takes on the 6th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones tonight in Ames, Iowa. BYU head coach Mark Pope says he knows this game will be a tough challenge.
They're really athletic, really skilled. They play incredible basketball everywhere, but especially at home.
Iowa State has not lost a game at home this year. The game tips at 7 tonight with our pregame coverage beginning at 6. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
Kind of quiet out there. We do have one accident to begin the noontime drive. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, the 201 near the Redwood Road area. It's just before the exit to Redwood. All vehicles are out of traffic and over to the left shoulder. We're not seeing any delay there. And the rest of the Valley Freeway's also delay-free. Save up to 20 cents off per gallon using Sinclair's DinoPay app. Find a Sinclair station, store amenities, purchase history, and enjoy a simple, secure way to pay for fuel. Download the free app today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Keeping the clouds in the forecast today with a high of 53. Overnight dipping off to 35. Tomorrow, we've got a slight chance for a shower, 45 the high, then clearing out with cooler weather on Friday, 42 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 52 degrees. And coming up on Utah's new news, results from Super Tuesday have framed who will be the major party candidates for president. We will speak with the national correspondent on the suspension of Nikki Haley's campaign. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. There is nothing more exciting than hitting one of the goalposts when you're dieting. That mark that makes you feel like you've done something significant. For me, that happened today. I've now lost 20 pounds with the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, and I'm not doing some crazy fad diet. Dr. Adam and the folks at Salt Lake City Fat Loss have designed a plan for me that's quickly melting off the stored fat that I've been carrying around. And I'm not talking about some crazy fad diet, as I said. I'm not eating a lot of grapefruit and eggs or anything like that. I've lost more than 20 pounds in just 5 weeks eating a healthy combination of foods. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn that stored fat. It's so fun to be able to wear things in my closet that I haven't been able to squeeze into for years. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Many of their clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin ultra soft on the potty, less is more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
It's cushioning in place, so our cheeks feel fine.
So what?
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin ultra soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
If cabinets were a football team, Euromax cabinets would be the 1985 Bears, maybe the 1984 Niners. If cabinets were a basketball team, Euromax would be the 95-96 Bulls, maybe the 2016-2017 Warriors. If cabinets were a singer, your Max cabinets would be Neil Diamond, rhinestones, sequins, and all. In fact, Neil Diamond was probably thinking about Euromax cabinets when he wrote and recorded Sweet Caroline. Max and Mike came together to start a cabinet company that brings the unique flair and style of Europe while keeping the craftsmanship and installation of America. Max moved here from Ukraine with years of European style, while Mike has 25 years of cabinet experience here in Utah. This is Hans Olsen, letting you know their service, style, and warranties are unmatched. They can help you design a kitchen to be the talk of the neighborhood. Their showroom's in Pleasant Grove, and you can see their world-class design by going to EuromaxFurniture.com. That's EuromaxFurniture.com. Euromax, built for you.
KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
With $10 million of the tribal electrification funds going to the Navajo Nation, some question the history of how their council has handled similar aid. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Utah's Republican Party is taking a lot of heat after reports of chaotic caucuses across the state on Super Tuesday. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
One freeway accident eastbound SR 201 at Redwood Road, out of traffic on the left. Normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 53. We're down to 45 tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine, 52 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. and Jordan have coordinated several airdrops in Gaza, delivering pallets of meals for civilians facing famine due to months of war. The U.N. Relief and Works Agency calling those airdrops dangerous and inadequate. It comes as talks over a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas remain stalled just days ahead of the start of Ramadan.
The White House sending General Benny Gantz back to Israel with an unequivocal message. Jerusalem must take immediate steps to boost aid into Gaza and better secure its distribution, especially in the north. That, as the World Food Program reported, the Israeli army turned back a 14-truck convoy heading to the north. Thanks to a second U.S. airdrop, 36,000 meals reached the hungry. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The Israel-Hamas war and Russia's attacks on Ukraine will likely be part of President Biden's State of the Union address. He'll deliver this speech tomorrow night before Congress. Border security and the economy also at the centerpiece of this election year. Democratic candidate Dean Phillips and announcing he's suspending his campaign after Biden's decisive wins in Super Tuesday races. Phillips dropping out just hours after Nikki Haley suspended her GOP campaign in the race against former President Trump. The question now, who will Haley voters support? Both Trump and President Biden campaigning on Haley's departure. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The Biden campaign feels very strongly. They are confident that there is a significant share of voters out there, Republican voters, who simply are not sold on Donald Trump. They feel that he is not going to be able to expand significantly beyond Trump's really devoted base. In a memo to campaign saying Trump's path is, quote, limited and his coalition is hemorrhaging.
In Alabama today, state lawmakers expected to vote on a bill to restore in vitro fertilization access in the state following a state court decision that found frozen embryos are legally children. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard on ABC News, Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign for president. She made that announcement this morning after losing every state on Super Tuesday except Vermont. News Nation correspondent Emily Finn joins me now live from South Carolina. Thanks for being with me, Emily.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It has certainly been a very exciting day here in Charleston, South Carolina. A lot happening on the campaign trail.
Okay, so what did Haley have to say during her speech?
Yeah, so she wrapped up her speech a few hours ago. Our team was able to be here. So a couple big takeaways. I think the number one thing is she did not endorse anyone for president. Obviously, the last man standing in the race, former President Trump, is very likely going to get the nomination, but she stopped short of endorsing him for the presidency. She did say some things about what she hopes that he does on the campaign trail moving forward for the Republicans. She wants him to try to appeal to the moderate Republicans, appeal to the independents, which, as we know, when you look at the what happened in New Hampshire, the results there, it was a lot of independents that had supported her and really carried her to the second place spot. She also said that one of her goals of her campaign was to make American voices heard. She believes that she accomplished that. So she says she has no regrets from her campaign. So a little bit of a win for her there. She also tied a bow on some of those main themes, right, those policy points that she really hammered on the campaign trail. She was campaigning for over a year, and so a lot of these supporters heard the same policy points at event after event. One of the biggest ones, she was really leaning into her experience as former UN ambassador. That came up time and time again. And so she said today that standing by Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a, quote, moral imperative. That was another big takeaway from her speech today as she suspended her campaign.
You and I talked about how hard she's worked yesterday. But why do you think that her campaign just didn't resonate with voters?
You know, I think that's a really, really good question. I really don't know if it's that her message wasn't resonating, right? Because when you look at, you know, some of the things that former President Trump says, they actually align on a lot of different policies. I think it's more so Trump has a proven record. He's been in the White House before. There's a lot of people that just have such a loyal, I don't even know what to say. They're always going to vote for him. They're always going to support him. No one else coming into the race, no matter if they're level-headed, no matter if they don't put mean tweets out there, it doesn't matter who that person is because Trump is their guy. So I think it's more so we're seeing the base really rallied behind the former president. It's not necessarily that they didn't like Nikki. They just didn't like her enough.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me again today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, News Nation correspondent Emily Finn joining us from South Carolina. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive on all your valley freeways, but not crash-free. We have one accident eastbound SR-201 near the Redwood Road exit ramp. Now, all vehicles are out of traffic on the left, and you can get by quite easily. We also have possible police activity reported 2100 South, just to the side of 500 West. UDOT construction alert. Plan for delays on eastbound I-215 this weekend as the road between I-15 and the State Street exit will be closed for bridge maintenance. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 53 today, mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow we could see a pop-up shower, but nothing crazy, 45 the high. Coolest of the next seven, that's Friday, mostly sunny, 42. We rebound for the weekend into the low and mid-50s, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Next week, our next best chance to see a storm won't be till Tuesday, high of 53 with a chance for showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 52 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Looks like the financial market's taking back some of yesterday's losses. Right now, the NASDAQ, the big winner, up by more than 100 points. A complete update of your money news is next.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game, pick out an unmissable matchup, or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
I'm Jason Walton, candidate for U.S. Senate. I'm recording from the Tucson sector of our southern border, and nobody's here. Our government should defend our territory. But President Biden, Mitch McConnell, and career politicians are funding war in other countries while the cartels are waging unchecked war here on American soil. I'm standing up to build the wall, end catch and release, and secure the border. Stand with me. I'm Jason Walton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Jason Walton for Senate.
Held over due to popular demand.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Utah State Fair Park. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Utah State Fair Park. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999. Utah State Fair Park. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Utah State Fair Park. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Utah State Fair Park. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
And we do have a bit of breaking news for you. This coming from the Supreme Court. The court saying it will hear arguments on April 25th over whether former President Trump may claim immunity from prosecution in his federal election subversion case. And we'll continue to bring you more on that story here at KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's money, Delta Airlines is boosting the cost of a checked bag by 17%. The increase adds $5 to the previous $30 fee for domestic flights. The last time Delta raised bag fees was 2018. Anyone using your parents' friend's Max account can be warned a password sharing crackdown is coming. Warner Brothers Discovery plans to follow suit of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, launching password sharing restrictions for Max in late 2024. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 43 points, sitting at 38,627. S&P 500 up by 26. The NASDAQ up by 110 points.
The Cougars are fighting for their best chance in the Big Dance.
BYU's displayed its resiliency throughout this campaign.
Wow. The Big 12 tournament is days away, and then it's the NCAA tournament. Tonight, it's BYU, Iowa State. Pre-game is at 6 and tip-off at 7 on Utah's legacy home for the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
I just elevated my checking account with Utah Community Credit Union. Tim, I'm so blown away at what I get with my elevated checking account at UCCU. I get so many benefits. I get cell phone protection and roadside assistance. The one that blows me away the most is telehealth. I actually get zero copay telehealth with my checking account from UCCU.
Did you know you also get a 0.25% loan discount? It's one of the many things. And if you like to travel or you're on the road quite a bit, a free ATM nationwide. 30,000 ATM locations that you can use while you're out.
Utah basketball star Walker Kessler and Utah Community Credit Union have come together to announce this brand new elevated checking account with more benefits, more savings, more online protections than ever before.
Yeah, there's even something for dark web monitoring, which I have never heard of before, but you can find out more by just going to UCCU.com.
And open an elevated checking account online or stop by any branch.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Dave and Dujanovic.
One person described it like this: I like having 1,000 one-minute conversations. So often we think we've got to dive in head first and know everything before we can speak on something. No, we can have a bunch of little conversations.
There's more than one opinion, and more than one opinion or viewpoint matters. I want our listeners to walk away from the show knowing that more than one opinion is valid.
Listen for Dave and Dujanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Well, I'm hearing scanners call out a vehicle fire eastbound I-80 somewhere in Parley's Canyon. So far, I have not been able to find it yet. I'll keep you posted if anything comes of that. And crews are still on the scene of this crash. Eastbound SR-201 at Redwood Road. It's out of traffic on the left. Beatty, Nevada, your adventure home base for any season. gateway to Death Valley National Park, Canyon, and Desert Trails. Perfect for off-road hiking and biking, ghost towns, mines, and more. BeattyNevada.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're looking at mostly cloudy skies today again, but a little bit warmer at 53. Overnight, 35, partly cloudy, maybe even a chance for a late evening shower. We'll go 45 into tomorrow afternoon with some light rain showers possible. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 52 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. President Biden and former President Trump are Utah's top vote getters after Super Tuesday voting, but the process to collect those votes was anything but smooth. Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon said while there were curveballs they had to navigate, he is confident that the votes were tabulated correctly.
I am very confident in the tabulation process and the counting process and the effort that was put into that, not just, you know, hey, we put in the effort, so give us a break. But no, it was also the execution of it and the multiple means for people to check on that.
He says the ultimate issue was the check-in process, as he says they saw more people participate than they expected. The Democratic Party had a very different night than the Republicans. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Utah Democratic Party had a smooth primary election yesterday. Candidates overwhelmingly showed their support for President Joe Biden. He had a landslide victory, taking the primary with 87.5% of voters, beating out candidates Marianne Williamson and Dean Phillips. Williamson got the second most votes with 4.9%.
All of Utah's 30 Democratic delegates go to the current president. Nikki Haley's withdrawal from the 2024 presidential race makes former President Trump the presumptive Republican nominee. President Biden is already making his case to Haley's supporters. ABC's Eva Pilgrim was in South Carolina last night.
Where do those voters go? Will Donald Trump be able to court them to vote for him? Or will they vote for Joe Biden or a third option? Will they just not vote at all? We talked to so many disengaged, disenfranchised voters who just aren't sure that their vote even says anything anymore. There's a lot to be done before November.
Exit polling suggests some disenfranchised voters are questioning who to support with Haley gone. The Navajo Nation and Hopi Reservation are getting more than $14 million to install electricity. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
This is part of a $72 million grant from the White House to electrify homes with clean energy on Indian reservations across the country. Right now, more than 10,000 homes on the Navajo Nation and Hopi Reservation don't have electricity, so they rely on things like generators, flashlights, and kerosene lamps to get by. This grant will go to installing solar power for 300 homes on the reservations.
The 300 homes haven't been chosen yet, but the selection process will focus on those who live the furthest away from the energy grid. With $10 million of the tribal electrification funds going to the Navajo Nation, some question how the council will handle it.
I spoke with Carol Blanchard of Honeyville, Utah, who spends her retired years traveling to the Navajo Nation to help the elderly members of their community. She's seen similar aid come through the nation and hears questions of trust from many she's built relationships with over the years, how the council chooses to help.
Every single one of them has said, find out where those homes are being electrified, because you will find that they are all members of the council, family members of the council.
Blanchard also said many times they've gone to the Navajo Nation main office during business hours to find a sign on the door saying to call a number and won't get a call back. We've reached out to their office for comment. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
If you are hoping to get an $8,000 education voucher for home or private school, get in line. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says they've had an overwhelming response.
The Utah Education Fits All vouchers only have 5,000 available to give. According to the Deseret News, the number of applications is more than double that amount, and it's only been a week since it opened. There's still over a month left to apply.
When the voucher bill was presented last year, lawmakers fought for more funding for situations just like this. KSL's top national stories. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is addressing concerns about the risk of cutting interest rates too soon this year, especially after January's month-to-month price increase. ABC's M. Nguyen has more from Washington.
Despite the latest inflation data showing some prices picking up in January, Fed Chair Jerome Powell didn't express concern over the direction of inflation, underlining how rates are slowing for both goods and services. But he said his teams are being careful over when to reduce its benchmark rate.
We're just being careful, and because the economy is so strong and the labor market's so strong, we think we can and should be careful as we approach that decision.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
It's been 2 months since that Alaska Airlines jet had a mid-air emergency when a door plug flew off, and officials with the NTSB say they are still asking Boeing for the information they need to conduct the investigation.
We don't have the records. We don't have the names of the 25 people that is in charge of doing that work in that facility. It's absurd that 2 months later, we don't have that.
At a Senate Commerce Committee hearing today, Chair Jennifer Homendy says that they can't even get a list of the people who are on the team that handles the doors and door plugs. First look traffic, let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Good speeds on all the Valley freeways, but we do have this accident that remains eastbound SR-201 at Redwood Road on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
Ah. The life of a small business owner, keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. This is a story that came to us from a real customer, and I wanted to share it with you.
I purchased a breast pump through Alpine using my insurance. The ladies at the store were incredibly helpful with showing me my options, discussing my insurance coverage, and getting everything squared away. They were incredibly kind, too. I would definitely recommend Alpine to everyone.
We love hearing about your experiences. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. This is a story that came to us from a real customer, and I wanted to share it with you.
We came in looking for a scooter for our mother. The staff at Alpine showed us different options for scooters and battery-operated wheelchairs and helped us find one that was easy for her to handle and easy for us to get in and out of her car. They have fabulous customer service.
We love hearing about your experiences. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, the Navajo Nation and Hopi Reservation are getting a grant to bring solar power to homes that don't have access to the power grid. More than 10,000 homes there don't have electricity. KSL News Time, 1238. Americans are having a hard time getting approved for credit cards. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Half of Americans applying for loans, credit cards, and credit limit increases are getting denied, according to a Bankrate study. Analyst Sarah Foster says it's affecting more young people.
They're young. They're still building up their credit scores. They're getting their lives started. They might not have really hit their peak earnings years yet. And then they could also have student loan debt.
More than 80% of denied applicants say that it negatively affected their finances, driving them to other financing methods like payday loans and cash advances with much higher interest rates. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Park City could be seeing a change to their 4th of July celebrations. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
So you'll probably recall how the city ran with a drone show instead of fireworks last July. There's a chance they'll be doing that for the next 5 years. It's all an effort to reduce the wildfire risk during fire-prone seasons.
Park City would also be heavily involved if the Olympic Games come back to Utah. A portion of eastbound I-215 will be closed this weekend. UDOT says it will shut down between the I-15 interchange and State Street this weekend while crews remove the top layers of the overpass for repairs. I-215 will reopen for the Monday morning commute. A year and a half of inconvenience will bring big changes to 2100 South. KSL's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the reconstruction project that kicks off tomorrow.
It's a big project to completely rebuild a section of 21st South from 7th to 13th East.
So 2100 South is getting its much-needed facelift.
Salt Lake City Councilwoman Sarah Young says they took into account 14,000 comments on the project. It will include a multi-use path for walkers, bikers, and scooters. Also, they had to consider the many businesses along the street who come right up to the sidewalk. Young says the plans for the project can be seen at 2100SouthSLC.com. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
Never found that vehicle fire on I-80 in Parley's Canyon. Doesn't mean it's not there, but we're not seeing any delays. Looks like if it's there, it's out of the traffic camera's view. Here in the valley, good speeds on all the valley freeways, so you're good to go. And we still have the cleanup of the crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway as you're approaching the Redwood Road exit. All vehicles are out of traffic to the left. Wasatch Front Businesses and Property Managers, GoPave Utah provides all asphalt repairs for your parking. For patching and paving along Wasatch Front, contact GoPave Utah. GoPave Utah. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
With a frontal boundary parking around that Idaho border again today, we'll go mostly cloudy skies, high of 53. Overnight, 35. Tomorrow will be 45 degrees with some clouds and maybe a pop-up shower. Mostly sunny, though, and cooler on Friday, high of 42. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's new news, a lot of complaints are rolling in on how the Republican caucuses were handled last night throughout Utah. We'll hear from Utah's Republican chair who is defending the process. That's coming up streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
With 317,000 Utahns and 1 in 10 Utah kids facing hunger, Utah Food Bank needs your help to fight hunger statewide. In partnership with Macy's Grocery and Lynn's, fill a bag with non-perishable food donations and put it at your doorstep by 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th to support the Feed Utah Food Drive. Donations will be picked up by volunteers and can be the difference between hunger and hope for Utahns struggling to make ends meet and feed their families. Learn more about this statewide effort at utahfoodbank.org/feedutah.
Are you looking to get a COVID-19 booster to stay healthy this cold and flu season? If you join the Beehive Study, you'll have the chance to receive up to $550 for getting a booster and completing weekly COVID tests and brief surveys about your health. Don't want to get a COVID-19 booster? That's okay too. You can still join the Beehive Study and receive up to $550 for completing weekly COVID tests and surveys. Help advance research at the University of Utah while taking care of yourself this season. Call 801-203-0320 or email beehivestudy@utah.edu to learn more. You can also visit the study website at beehivestudy.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. A little experiment here that you can try in your home just for fun. Take two water heaters, run hard water through one and soft water through the other, then count how many years each one lasts. Now, of course, I can save you all that trouble because the experiment takes place every day in countless homes right here in the state of Utah. The result's always the same. Hard water makes water heaters and other appliances conk out years before they should. And that's why when Dee and I build our new home, I informed the builder that we'd have Kinetico put in our soft water. I just won't settle for anything else. With Kinetico, you'll use 2/3 less salt. All the mechanical design makes it virtually maintenance-free. And I'll tell you what, your water heater and other appliances will last years longer. All you have to do is contact my friends at Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico. It's 801-576-8600 or log on to softwaterutah.com.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one.
But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah Republicans endured a crashed website, long lines, and a lot of confusion at last night's caucuses. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, a lot of people are applying for Utah school vouchers, but there are only 5,000 available, which is not enough to go around. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Kind of a quiet drive, only one accident. This is on the 201 going eastbound as you're approaching the Redwood Road off-ramp. All vehicles are out of traffic. We're not seeing any delays there or on any of your other valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few degrees warmer than yesterday, but still dealing with the clouds. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy, 51 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidate Dean Phillips ending his bid for the nomination. He instead endorsing President Biden. Earlier, Nikki Haley suspended her campaign against Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott says Haley, though, is not backing him.
Clearly, the former president is unhappy and frustrated that that is not happening. He posted on a social media account saying that Nikki Haley got trounced in record-setting fashion. He said that he's further inviting all Haley supporters to join his movement.
The Supreme Court announcing it will hear oral arguments on April 25th in Donald Trump's assertion that he should have absolute presidential immunity from criminal charges in special counsel Jack Smith election interference case. The U.S. says it's investigating a suspected attack on a commercial ship by Yemen-based Houthi rebels in the Gulf of Aden today, one of the first since the U.S. carried out strikes targeting their operations. And in Hollywood, the red carpet has been rolled out ahead of Sunday's Academy Awards ceremony. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah voters have chosen Joe Biden and Donald Trump as their picks for president. But the big headline here in Utah was the chaos many experienced at the Republican caucuses. Utah Republican Party Chair Robert Axon defended the caucus process to David Dujanovic.
You have another element of the caucus system that there's this trade-off. So the pros and cons of each, you get the pros when you lean into one, but you miss out on other elements of the democratic process. And so one of those elements that you receive in a caucus approach is folks coming together and engaging, even if at times it feels a little bit messy, because all aspects of civic engagement and really good citizenry requires more than just casting a vote. And that's important. But again, this ability to come together in a neighborhood also has its benefits here in the state of Utah. We certainly leaned into those. And in that trade-off, we'll have to look at, you know, the cost-benefit analysis. Was it still worthwhile? And I think there was a lot of wins that happened last night, and certainly many lessons that we'll have to learn from.
Axon says he doesn't think the chaos had an impact on the way votes were tallied.
I am very confident in the tabulation process and the counting process and the effort that was put into that, not just, you know, hey, we put in the effort, so give us a break. But no, it was also the execution of it and the multiple means for people to check on that, including that transparent in-caucus counting of the local precinct ballots, but all the way up into how we tabulated those statewide and the poll watching and observation from both the Nikki Haley campaign and the Donald Trump campaign. They had a high degree of confidence of what was being done. They got to see all of the aspects of that. And so The delays in some areas, legitimate. We've got to figure that out, and we have to learn from that. The counting of the votes, very confident in how that was done, and that it was a fair process.
He then addressed whether or not Republicans can expect this caucus format in the future.
You know, that's a question for the state Republican Party to decide 4 years from now. Under state law, they decide whether or not to do a primary or a caucus as a function of the presidential nomination. They'll be able to make that decision with what we had at our hands and in front of us. 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when we made this decision, we made the right decision. And certainly, you know, again, lessons need to be learned. You always need to be improving the process. But yeah. I think the messiness, quote unquote, of what happened last night is also a sign of a very strong Democratic process and one that I'm proud of.
That was Utah's Republican Chair Robert Axon. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. The latest now with Ricky Meese.
Looking at a good drive on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The one crash remains eastbound on the 201 at Redwood Road. All vehicles are over to the left shoulder and out of traffic. We haven't seen any delays on any of the valley freeways or main secondaries. Advanced Window Products, factory direct affordable windows. Call today. They're on their way. Financing available. Save now, pay later. AdvancedWindows.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast, mostly cloudy today with a high of 53, so it'll be a touch warmer than yesterday, borderline spring-like for some. Hey, chance for showers tomorrow, 45, 42 mostly sunny on Friday. We back up to 50 degrees on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, partly cloudy, and 55 by Sunday. Should be a gorgeous one. Early next week, Monday, 57, and then another chance for some showers on Friday, high of 53. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 51 degrees. The 7 day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Looks like the market's trying to hang on to some positive numbers after the Fed chair did speak, signaling rate cuts are likely appropriate this year. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Guys, did you know your testosterone affects everything in your system, including how you feel and perform every day? Right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. Knowing your T levels is the first step in understanding if you have low T. Your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED. Maintaining an appropriate T level can change your whole life. Most men start to see changes in their hormone levels in their 30s. Experience and results matter. So what are you waiting for? Get your T-levels checked today by local, experienced, and trusted men's health experts. They've helped thousands of men since 2011. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Call Revive today and schedule your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation. Call Revive Men's Health at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Utah State Fair Park. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Utah State Fair Park. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Utah State Fair Park. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Utah State Fair Park. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Utah State Fair Park. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Utah State Fair Park. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
KSL News Time 1254. Utah is near the top of a list of states for people at risk for body image issues. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson explains.
A new study from the mental health website MindWings.com studied our Google searches and found that we are in the top five for weight loss and dieting searches. Ashley Hunt is a Utah therapist that works with eating disorder patients, and she thinks social media plays a big role.
There's a lot of social media influencers in Utah. You see a lot of women and that like pursuing weight loss or cosmetic procedures.
Being inundated with influencers combined with Utah's perfectionist culture could be bad news for body positivity.
I do wonder about that and the impact that that also has, you know, locally in our state.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, it looks like Bitcoin's success the last few days was short-lived. Bitcoin sank 12% from the all-time high the cryptocurrency achieved late Tuesday morning to below $61,000 by late afternoon. It is the worst daily decline since November of 2022. Dexum is announcing its new over-the-counter glucose monitor, Stelo, has been cleared by the FDA and will be available this summer. Continuous glucose monitors are small sensors that track glucose levels in real time. They are used for patients with type 2 diabetes. It's the first glucose sensor that doesn't require a prescription. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 42 points, sitting at 38,627. S&P up by 24. The NASDAQ up by 97 points.